Thank you, Madam Co-Chairperson. I'm representing Abkhazians in Turkey on behalf of the Istanbul Caucasus Culture Association. Firstly, I would like to emphasize that Abkhazians in Turkey have been living in harmony with other ethnic groups in Turkey since the establishment of the Republic. It's worth noting that Abkhazians have been employed in both the public and private sectors without facing any negative discrimination, including high-ranking positions in government, and have been currently elective Abkhaz language courses are offered in schools under the Ministry of National Education. While these positive practices are valuable, they do not imply that Abkhazians in Turkey have no issues in relation to realizing their rights. In this context, the historical and humanitarian ties of Abkhazians in Turkey with their ancestral homeland, Abkhazia, are disrupted due to the existing political crisis. The transportation to Abkhazia can only be carried out through the Russian Federation, but not by Turkey, making it nearly impossible due to the visa requirements and high transportation costs. As a result, Abkhazians in Turkey are unable to reach their relatives, maintain their kinship, and build and sustain economic relationships and cultural ties integral to their identity. Furthermore, there is a significant problem concerning the recognition of documents of Abkhazia. Many Abkhazians have been unable to register their newborns, unable to attend the funerals of their relatives in Abkhazia, or have lost their rights to education. This is a serious barrier for social inclusion for Abkhazians. I outline my suggestions for resolution of the issues faced by Abkhazians in Turkey as follows. Reinstate the previously existing ferry services between Trabzon and Suhum to facilitate travel between Turkey and Abkhazia. Restart the mobile consular services that were previously implemented in Abkhazia for the documents related to birth, death, marriage, and education. Thank you.